Just these first four symbols. In the Ace of Swords, we have an issue that we need to decide what we want to do with. Do we want to go into confusion, or do we want to cap it? Do we want to decide? Yes, we want to resolve it. If we don't resolve it, then what ends up happening is that it becomes we become stuck. We become like an ostrich with its head in the sand, and that's because of the two symbology with the blindfold and the swords crossed over. We're not looking to see what else is there. We're actually deceiving ourselves, and that leads to disappointment. That leads to the expectation of something different because that's not the way we want. And if we think about the law of acceptance. Number 12 of the Higher Arcana, which is also breaks down to a 3. What it shows here, if we accept things as they are, then we're going to be dealing with them. But so often we don't want to accept things as they are, and that ends up with us being hurt and disappointed. And when we come to the 4, which often we'll need to do, we need to take these hurt swords and resolve them on the inside. We need to go inside, communicate with ourselves, and forgive them. And you know, because I'm a reader that looks at the symbology to see what it is, I remember just reading for this symbol this last weekend, and all the swords were all corroded up to half away. So they were all rusty and old, and I said, this is some old hurts and pains that you still are carrying around that you haven't let go of. And that's very often what the wonder of the tarot does, because it isolates these things. So you see, from one sword, we've now gone to these three, which is creating. Now, because if we do not, now the key here is if we do not resolve these inside ourselves, we become like the 5 of Swords. Now, if you look at the 5 of Swords, the man who stands in the front of the symbol is carrying 3 swords. Here's our 3 swords again, but look how they're grounded. They've got 2 from the not wanting to see, and we've got the 1 from the original issue, but the 3 representing the pain. Now we have 2 more on the stands, and there's there's 2 men walking away with their backs to the man who's holding all the swords, looking very happy with himself because he thinks he's won the war. Well, you know, the old adage is you can win the battle and lose the war. Well, now we're actually creating 5 swords. We know because we're protecting again, we're fighting now. The sky has really got dark clouds all scattered. They don't look very good. And one of the persons walking away is actually weeping, the one furthest away. And the sea, you know, it's drawn like it's a little bit rough. So to me, the key I've given this symbol always is conflict. And conflict doesn't really work out well, especially when we're protecting ourselves, when protecting our vulnerability and protecting the element of what we want. And again, the beauty of the swords is they now tell you how to get out of that. And that's what we see in the 6. So you see, we keep rebuilding this lovely little trench for ourselves. And now the 6 of Swords comes along and says, hey, assume responsibility and you can move yourself through. So as we look at the symbology of this, what we see is I call it the boatman. Here he is with his long staff propelling the boat. He's himself. There's a lady who you can hardly see. She's all shrouded up in her shawl and a child. And this can be all aspects of ourselves. The male, the female, the child, we're all here, the 3 minds, it's all representative. On each side of this boat, he has 3 swords representing the 6. Again, we're dealing with the three being the hurt. And he's propelling the boat across the river, which we saw originally in the 2. Now, on his right-hand side, the water is rough, meaning he's come through rough water. On the other side, it's all flat and even, and he's working towards that. So he's getting closer and closer to the shore. He's getting closer and closer to the direction of where he wants to go and how he wants to get there. So this all helps move him very, very well in the direction of where he wants to go and how he's going to get there. And so that really, really helps him. Now, with the 6, as you're moving forward, but like all 6s, you're never quite there. There's still a ways to go. Now, if you choose not to take responsibility and move yourself towards resolving the issue, we're now at the 7. So look what we have here. We have a man obviously sneaking away from a very gaily painted, tented village. And he is obviously sneaking because not only is the way he's walking, he's carrying now five swords. Three on one side, two on the other. So now we're still dealing with the original three of the herd and two of the not wanting to look at. But we've got two swords now also in the camp. On the far distance, is there's some people around, and you can see they've got some other war stuff. It looks like they've got whatever they're talking in. But he's not interested in that. Now, what's the interesting thing here is that I know a lot I'm jumping ahead of myself here again. I know a lot of people originally thought that this had a lot to do with taking something that doesn't belong to you. And as the years went by, what I began to realize, it wasn't really always taking something that didn't belong to you in a physical sense, but an emotional sense. Guilt, regret, those biggies that we carry around with us, that the past becomes labored, that very often I see it as I see people, I sense their knapsacks on their back with all their rocks thrown in that they haven't let go of. And for this one, I often feel is that, again, the past now is so affecting us that we're really not productive as we probably need to be. And so consequently, you know, it's like we're just packing on all this on. And so when we get to the Eight of Swords, what we've got here is, again, three swords to the one side, five to the other side. And a lady attached obviously to a stake of some kind, though you cannot see it, loosely bound with a big wide blindfold on her, and the river of life is like a few little puddles, and right behind her is the castle of dreams. So the key I gave to the symbol was the temporary problems, but I gave that key because it needs action in order to get out of the issue that you are. Because if the woman squirms enough, that will call those binds would fall down. Well, it doesn't show how she would untie her hands, but we got to believe that she could somehow get out and get herself free. But if she looks around, she is right there. But basically, the disappointment, the hurt, the pain, it's dominated to the point now where this person is not enjoying anything. That is then also reinforced in the Nine of Swords. And the Nine of Swords is nine swords on this black wall. The lady lies in her bed with her face in her hand, and she's obviously crying and upset. The key to this symbol is the shawl over her bed, which is the red roses of desire and astrological symbols. And even on the bed, there's a picture of a swordsman being felled by another swordsman. Life felling the person. This to me is your depression symbol. This is the person that can't see the light of day. And this is the person that definitely needs to get up out of the bed and do something. And very often when reading for this particular symbol, I'm reminding people that it's easy to take things one step at a time. Take hold of the little ones. You know, I know so many people that want to tackle the biggest problem they have in their lives, and the little ones just go left undone. But that's like clutter and everything else. So you deal with the things that you can deal with, and you just let the big ones hang there maybe for a while, so you get space and you get confidence and you get to feel a lot better. Because if you don't, you come to this Ten of Swords. And in the Ten of Swords, the man is lying prostrate on the ground. He's got nine swords right up his backbone and one beside his head. Now, there's lots of symbolism about being up the backbone, but primarily the key is the nine swords here have really slayed him. I mean, he's obviously dead. But if you look at his hand that's lying right in the very front, this hand is making the same symbol that you see the Hierophant make, number five, and you see in the Six of Pentacles. So you've got three, and this one. So three times this mystery signal shows up, the sign. And on the River of Life, across from the River of Life, is the Golden Dawn, and the black it recedes. Now, one time when I was reading for a person and they had this symbol and we were talking about this, I had a vision given to me of a tree that was covered in snow, and the snow became so heavy that the branch broke. So what it did was give me the awareness that if we do not resolve the issue ourselves, life doesn't. but it does it in a way in which it, you know, it's not as easy. And we see this very often in the tarot symbology, where if you deal with the issue, if you deal with the problem, it is so much easier than if you do not. If you just leave it, then it grows and grows and grows. The tower points this out. If you just leave things to be, like, because if you get associated with the devil, then the tower comes along and breaks everything open, so you have to let go, or we hope so. Anyway, so what we've got here when it comes to how do we deal with issues is really just one symbol. The symbol is the ace. We deal with the ace. We deal with the problem as it occurs. Deal with things up front. They're never ever as big if you deal with them right away. Whenever we do the two, which is to put, you know, pretend it's not there, or I'll deal with it later, I'll do whatever, it's always bigger than it's needing to be. It's always bigger than. And so life is really, really the way it's good. It works out really, really fine. So that's the story of the swords.